Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and powerful community of change agents and healers and light workers and intuitives and way showers from across the world. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody tuning in. Welcome home, everybody. Oh my gosh, it's so nice to come together with all of you. This is a sacred space and a sanctuary to feel connected and to feel some much needed relief right now. To soothe your soul, to strengthen your spirit. And we are committed to providing you with insights and tools and resources to support you on every level right now. So thank you for choosing to be with us today. There is so much going on our beautiful planet right now. We are in uncharted territory, for oh my gosh, in so many ways, on so many levels, spiritually, economically, politically, environmentally, energetically. And as challenging as these times are, this is what we've been waiting for. It's important that we all come together with open hearts and breathe and relax and connect and access our creative potential and access the power of our light that we came here to share and express and embody. I know many of us are having to stay in our homes due to the social distancing in place right now with the coronavirus. So this is highlighting our infinite, everlasting, always available potential to connect heart to heart and soul to soul. And in these cases, distance, as you know, does not matter because we are energy and we can unite in sacred circles like this from all corners of the globe. And it's important, more important than ever right now, that we keep our focus in a progressive, loving direction, that we realize that this is the time that we've been preparing for. This is why we're alive at this time, to usher in a new way of living and being and to remain calm and centered and trust that we are ready for a new era of consciousness and compassion and awareness and empowerment and freedom. And that all it stems from a space of love. And we're seeing people come together, families come together, strangers, neighbors, to help one another right now, to remember the importance of true connection away from the old ways of being, all the hustle and bustle and busyness and the distractions that previously disconnected us from one another for so long. So it's ironic that with this social distancing, we're actually becoming closer spiritually, heart to heart, soul to soul, and that's what matters. And this is really triggering an awakening for many people. So we have many new people listening to this show because of what's going on. So I want to welcome, you know, all of our loyal listeners and all our new listeners. We are united in ways that are really beautiful. We're paving the way one loving creative thought and action after another for a true renaissance of connection, consciousness on our planet. And it is such an honor to walk this journey with all of you. And today with the beautiful Donna Carroll, we're going to highlight the civilization of Lemuria. There have been many civilizations that have risen and fallen, and at the root of all of it was this imbalance or polarity of either the feminine or the masculine consciousness. You know, whether it was Atlantis, Greece, Egypt, Rome, Persia, and of course Lemuria, which is what we're going to highlight today. Donna she brings through information from the Mother Goddess from Lemuria. So we're going to talk about that ancient civilization with its feminine consciousness and how that culture is rising. And it's at the basis for this new age of consciousness that we are entering into. And this new way will bring in a newfound respect for all life, including the animals and the plants and the mineral kingdom. It's going to involve regaining our ancient knowledge and skills and abilities, including channeling and telepathy. We're also going to talk about how to reestablish this new Lemurian way, how we can clean up all areas of our lives and our psyches so that we can hold this pure and loving vibration and energy in its purest form. Donna will be offering live mini readings later on in the show, so press star 2 to raise your hand to be considered for that. As a reminder, if you haven't subscribed to this show, you can do so at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You'll gain access to our daily emails, and those emails have all the links to join us live, to listen to your replays, to get all of our special offers from our speakers. And I want to highlight that we are in season 14. And season 14, you guys, is going to be coming to an end this Friday, March 27th, but we're not going to be gone long. At that time, my team and I will be preparing 35 more shows and speakers for you that we will start in April. And so during this time apart after Friday for about a week and a half to 2 weeks, you'll have that time to listen to all of your season 14 replays and access all of the offers until season 15 begins in April. So please stay with us, Soul Family. We still have live shows this whole week. We love and appreciate you very much. And remember, you can connect with us also in our community, in our Facebook community, which is a private community that I am trying to be in there daily to inspire you so that we can all come together. So join us there. And now let's get started with today's show with the beautiful Donna. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to Donna Carroll as I welcome her to the show. So Donna, welcome, my dear.
Oh, well, thank you, Carrie. I really appreciate you having me on your show today, and I'm really looking forward to speaking with your guests. Thanks.
You're so welcome. It's such an important time, Donna. And before we dive in and talk about Lemuria and all of that, I want to know your perspective on what's going on right now on the planet. As I just shared, I mean, there's so much happening. What can you share from your perspective just to shed some light on what you feel is going on?
Sure. Well, what I feel is going on is that we have entered the quickening. So we have entered the last stages of the ascension process. So, you know, the beginning of the end, you could say, and I don't mean that in a negative way, the end where we go into another dimension of time and space. So people talk about the new Earth. And I have seen the new Earth on a couple of occasions because I'm a clairvoyant, so I can go in and out of energy sometimes. I don't do it, it just happens spontaneously. But I can see the new Earth, or I have seen it, and it looks just like the old Earth, only much more beautiful, much more radiant, with light speckles everywhere and high, high energy. And I feel like we're just going to move into that space permanently. And it's going to be an amazing, beautiful, it's going to be almost like heaven on earth, you know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. So there's nothing to worry about there.
Yeah, and as we talked about briefly before we went live, there are multiple timelines existing right now simultaneously. Do you want to say any more about that?
Sure. So there are multiple timelines existing on this planet right now. There's timelines of people that are in fear with third dimensional thinking patterns, and there are timelines of people that are ascending. And you can see the fear with the coronavirus being, you know, the subject being blasted across our reality. Trying to create fear in the population. You're going to get sick. You're going to die. You need to be careful. I'm not saying that that's not a reality, but from my perspective, that virus was probably manufactured in a lab, and it was probably intentionally released.
Absolutely.
On the population, from my perspective, because that timeline is controlled by, you could say, nefarious forces. Not
exactly.
Everybody on the planet is of the light. There is everything. There's light and dark and everything in between. There's humans here, but you've got to realize there's also ETs here. So there is a timeline that's going down that fear tunnel into that world, but And, you know, I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the people that are encased in that energy, but there's also a reality that is ascending, and it's ascending very, very quickly. The energy is very, very heightened. And this really started in earnest, I think, last fall, because mm-hmm. I felt huge energy shifts in October, November. And I remember in January, people were saying, oh, this is it, this 2020, this is the year that you can manifest anything you want. Everything's going to be amazing. So, you know, 2020 vision. And I did feel that way. I felt like there was all of this possibility. But essentially, what's happening now, according to my opinion, is that the timelines are here. They're all visible to one another, but soon they will be separating, and you will be firmly on the ascension timeline going to the new earth. And might I mention also that I'm an empath, right, because I'm a medium, and I was picking up on the anxiety of the population last week, and I was anxious, and I went to the store, and I walked into the parking lot, and I looked up, and I saw a ship. I saw a spaceship. It was a light, and it was just blinking, and I thought, is that a plane or is that a ship? But it wasn't moving, okay? Mm-hmm. And then it just disappeared right before my eyes, and that was my soul family. Though we have family in the ethers, family on ships that are here to help us, and so it just calmed me down because I knew, because there was a lot of, you know, you need to stay home, this virus is impacting everyone, you might get sick, and I was feeling the anxiety, but when I saw that ship, I calmed right down, because I know that my soul family's here, and that I'm ultimately protected. I know I'm protected, I feel that way. My whole purpose, my whole life, the whole reason why I'm here is to help with this ascension process, and I've known about it for, I don't know, 20 years, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was led to you, in meditation one day. I always just kind of follow my inner guidance. And when was it? I guess it was when I was living on the island last year. And I was directed to some of your work, and I contacted you and had a session with you, and it was so, it was just what I needed at the time. And then, you know, had you on the show, I guess it was this past fall. I can't recall exactly, but, so we're very much in resonance with our perspectives, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing. Donna, you're in New Mexico, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, and I wanted to say we are so divinely supported right now, and, you know, a lot of our beautiful speakers who are like yourself, mediums and clairvoyants and healers, and, you know, from what we're all gathering, this whole coronavirus, it could have been a lot worse, and we're still going to be experiencing the repercussions of, you know, what was created, but because of all of the divine support, our teams of light, the galactic families and the ones that you saw in the sky there at the store the other day, because of all of this, things are not going to be quite as negatively impactful as I believe they were intended to be by, you know, when this was generated. So that's good news. And, you know, the main thing is all of us stay calm and centered and all of that, because then our immune systems are strong and we're here to usher in this new energy. So I want to talk about, Donna, how, I mean, your role and what you're devoted to is bringing in the energy of Lemuria, and that's really a highlight of your work. When did you realize that this was so important to what you were here to share on the planet?
Well, I've been bringing in information for about 10 years, and in 2016, I'm a very curious person. I always want to understand everything. It's not really possible to understand everything from a third dimensional mm-hmm. body, because our perspective is not wide enough. You know, they say even when the masters die and they go to the other side, they have so much more knowledge or understanding because they're unbounded. So when you're contained in a physical body, you're somewhat limited in your understanding, but I want to understand everything. So I knew that, I knew about Atlantis. I mean, it was pretty much, it was written about by Plato, and there was some information on Atlantis, and I've had, you know, I lived in Atlantis. I've had lifetime memories of Atlantis come up at certain points. But I was really curious about Lemuria because I had heard about it, but there wasn't a lot of information out there, and I didn't know what the point of the civilization was or what it was all about. So when I get curious about something, I try to bring in information about it. So I was doing a presentation where I was bringing in my guides, and I asked them to bring in information about Lemuria, and they brought in the history of the culture. They brought that information, an overview, through me. And this is when I found out that in ancient Lemuria, it was actually started when Prime Creator came down as a feminine entity and created the hologram to create Lemuria. And then after she placed her energy on the land, and this was in the Pacific Ocean, then all of the angels, the archangels and the star seeds, the Pleiadians and so on and so forth would come in through the hologram in waves, and that's when they started the culture. I don't know the exact time period, but it was before Atlantis. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of Lemuria was to bring in the highest light possible, to bring in codes of love, to bring in codes of truth, to bring in a very, very, very high energy to Earth, because what had happened on Earth, apparently the civilizations had degraded and life was in a pretty primitive state around the globe. So Lemuria was brought in to revitalize the Earth. And the energies were brought down. At first they were sequestered, they were unto themselves, but the ultimate intention was to bring that Lemurian energy to other civilizations across the planet so that they could rise in frequency, mm-hmm. and access the light, because they had fallen into a situation where it was difficult for them to do that. And I mean people all, mm-hmm. over the planet.
Yeah, just like what's happening now. So,
right.
Here we go again. Yeah, and you know, I want to highlight, as you mentioned, that that was a continent in the Pacific Ocean that sunk not long ago. Many of our listeners in this community, Donna, because we've done shows on Lemuria, you know, over the last year or 4 years, and they really resonate with that, and they know they were there. They have memories or visions, and I certainly do as well. It's a big part of my energy and what I bring through. And if you could see my home, it's it's like Lemuria embodied, like, you know, in physical form. But let's talk about, I mean, this was the original Garden of Eden. It was the homeland of the sacred feminine principle, as you just mentioned. So let's talk about some of the qualities, like, you know, love, communication, nurturing one another, because that's what we're here to embody and bring back now.
Yes. So the star seeds that came through down in Lemuria, I mean, they were very, very high in vibration. I mean, the highest of the high, really, from the galaxy and other parts of the universe. Like I said, Pleiadians came through, archangels came down, and they brought their light with them, and they also brought their special skill sets, whether it was communication or healing or nurturing or, you know, I don't want to say genetic engineering, but I had a client who I gave a reading for that lived in Lemuria, and her role was to connect the star seeds that wanted to come through with the embryos and the women that were going to give birth, and set it up so, you know, they could have the best experience possible.
Galactic matchmaking.
Yeah, it's basically pulling the starseed's best down into the best bodies possible for them to have the best experience. And a lot of people came down and worked with the animals. There were dolphins in Lemuria, mm-hmm. mermaids in Lemuria, mm-hmm. mermen, whales, and some people came down and worked directly with the dolphins. And they were telepathic with the dolphins, and they were there to spread joy, happiness, and even entertainment. But the whole purpose of Lemuria was to bring in a culture that was geared towards the divine feminine. So the qualities of nurturance, of love, of tolerance, of compassion, even fertility was looked at as something that was worthy, something that was to be strived for. And so the divine feminine was, especially at the end of Lemuria, was put on a pedestal, and it was considered better than the other, but which is not true, and that actually caused the demise of Lemuria. But the divine feminine was really worshipped, and it was worshipped in the form of the mother goddess. That was prime creator. They knew it was prime creator. She was in feminine form, and she was essentially their leader, and she kind of had the last word on the things that were happening in the culture. So the Lemurians were starseeds, and when they first came down, they had very open communication with, let's say they came in from the Pleiades. They were very, very much able to communicate with their star brothers and sisters in the Pleiades. They understood crystalline technology. Crystals are what? Mm-hmm. Crystals produce the energy for the culture. So the energy to do anything, and they use crystals for healing. They also use crystals for communication. Mm-hmm. And Atlanteans did this as well, but they understood the power or the attributes of the crystals, so they could take a piece of clear quartz, and they could open a portal, and they could have direct communication with their star family in the Pleiades. And they could, you know, they could see what was going on through the crystal. They understood how to use crystals for direct communication with off-planetary energies. They understood how to use crystals for healing people and for creating free energy. And so that technology, the crystalline technology, will be coming back.
Yes.
That is how ultimately we're going to power this reality. And the Atlanteans misused the crystals mm-hmm. eventually, which is one reason why Atlantis sunk. So the crystalline technology is very pure, and it's very high level, but it's very powerful. So the most important thing is that it will not be given to people that cannot handle it. You've got to really be fully in your integrity and fully operating for the good of the whole to be able to handle crystalline technology, which is why it has not yet really, truly, we don't know the secrets of crystals. We're just beginning to find them out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, that's a huge element of this culture that is coming back. And it just reminded me, Donna, how, I mean, I had crystals everywhere, and they're clearly in my office here where I do the show, and I'm looking directly at some of the crystals I got from you, the selenite. I got a lot of selenite mm-hmm. from you, and then there was a selenite angel I got from you as well. But I'm looking at it right now, and I was just reminded that that's where that particular selenite came from, so thank you for that. Yeah, it's amazing how all of us can really especially in a community like this, who is tapped in and very connected, utilize the crystals for that connection and to bring in information, to bring in new ways, new ideas right now, healing. I mean, so much is reactivated within us because, Donna, I mean, it's all inside of us. It's just reactivating these memories of, and, you know, right now it's about new ways of healing, new ways of connecting, new ways of communicating, new ways, you know, just politics, economics, everything's going to be new now. And I want to ask you, we had a couple people write in and ask specifically about the crystals. So while we're talking about it, I'll just read one of them here. Renee, she said, I have a 33-sided Lemurian seed crystal, and I fall asleep every time I meditate with it. What can I do to retain the information and remember it? Do you have any suggestions for Renee?
Okay, I can bring in my guides. I'm just getting that. Basically, you're getting uploads from the crystal. The information's going into your psyche or your subconscious. So you are assimilating the information, and you will remember it at the appropriate time, you know, when you are meant to utilize the energy. So a lot of times when people receive codes or downloads, because I transfer codes and downloads to people, I tell them, you know, they're like seeds and they will sprout at the appropriate time. The flower will blossom at the appropriate time. And a lot of times that means you need to come into contact with the appropriate person, or you need to be in the appropriate environment or in the appropriate situation, and it will blossom. Rest assured that that information's getting into your psyche, and it will come out at the. I don't think consciously we could hold all the information that's coming from those Lemurian crystals right now. From what I've been told as well, people that have Lemurian crystals, yes, those crystals are meant to be with them, but we're not actually going to be able to read the crystals or understand what the crystals have to say until we're at a higher vibration, until we're back in the new earth, because they're not in resonance with our vibration right now. The vibration of the crystals is higher than our vibration, and so there's a mismatch. Once we ascend, we will be able to utilize the information and the energy. And can I just say one thing about selenite and quartz?
Yes.
Okay. So, as you know, selenite was recently discovered in the in Mexico. But selenite is the highest vibrating crystal or stone upon this planet. And you can think of it as just pure energy. Selenite is the crystal that connects you or anyone in the third dimension to the celestial dimensions. So it is a bridge, it is a portal, it is a pathway and a conduit to the celestial realm. And it even has a hard time being embodied. Selenite is a very soft stone. It will melt very easily in water. But what selenite does is it brings in the highest guides from the angelic realm into this reality. And when you have selenite and invoke the archangels, the angelic realm, they have a much easier time coming into your reality and working with you. So in my opinion, everyone should have selenite in their home, in their workspace, because you can get the help much more readily and much more powerfully. It is also considered zero point. It cannot hold a frequency. People talk about crystals and how you can program crystals, and that's true, especially quartz. And each crystal has its own template or special gift to offer humanity. For instance, fluorite is awesome at clearing out negativity, negative thought forms, negative energies or entities. Rose quartz is excellent for bringing in feelings of love. Citrine, yellow citrine, would be fantastic for bringing in joy, even liberation, happiness. Pyrite is good for grounding and bringing in financial benefits. So the beauty of selenite would be that it has zero-point consciousness. It is the best stone to utilize if you want to clear something out of your reality. You're having a difficult day. There's, you know, you're having stress. Maybe you have some entities or attachments that are connected to you. Maybe there's some negative thought forms in this. You had to visit a friend's house and there was some negative thought forms in the house because she was in an argument with her husband the other day. You just bring that selenite in to that space. You ask your guides to come through the stone. I always say Archangel Michael, Archangel, I call on various angels, but I ask them to clear the space, and boom, they come through the stone, they tidy it up, they clear it up, and it makes everything new again, everything clean again. So selenite has been given to us at this time to help the people who are ascending and others to keep the spaces clean, to keep the pathways clear, to keep you on the path and not, so you don't get sidetracked. But if you want to clean out negativity, it literally is a direct route to the angelic realm, Alcyone and the Pleiades.
Yeah, I love it.
So it's being used now. I guess what I'm trying to say, and I'm so long-winded here, it's being used to clear out the negativity in this reality. That's what's happening.
Yes.
The angels come down and work through it. The Arcturians come down and work through it. But also stuff gets pulled up through it, like negative entities, bad ETs. They can just be pulled up through that selenite. And
yeah,
take it to the light.
Our crystals are important right now. I have them here in my office space, and then the selenite and all of my other crystals.
That's great.
Where I meditate and where I get ready in the morning, because that's where I meditate and bring in, you know, all of my writings and things like that. And it helps so much. The Andaras are wonderful. All the crystals are like children. I love them all. You know what I mean? I love them all. But the selenite was something that you really brought in for me last year that I have loved. And actually, it's spread all over the house in different areas, so it's beautiful. So I'm glad we talked about that. I think this is a time when so many of us are home right now, Donna, to really develop and cultivate that connection with our higher self, our guides, our teams of light, our angels, and our crystals, which facilitate that direct connection. So I'm glad that we talked about that. And, you know, a lot of people may be wondering, Donna, like, how do I know if I am Lemurian or if I lived on that continent or if I have some of these awarenesses, you know, deep inside of me? How would someone know that?
Sure. How would they know? I will answer that. One last thing I want to say about the stones. So the selenite is here to clear things up, to create the pathway so that negative things can be released and healing can be brought in. The quartz, the Lemurian seed crystals, which are the quartz, they have the programming for the new society, the new culture. Everyone's wondering, well, what's it going to be like and how's it going to manifest? Well, it's in those crystals. The information is in the crystals. And once we ascend, that information will be given to the people who are meant to read the crystals to bring back the products and the processes for the Lemurian culture. So it's the quartz. Now the selenite's important. After we ascend, the quartz will be more important, the Lemurian sea crystals. How does one know if they're Lemurian? If you have this longing in your heart for a more peaceful, gentle, loving world, and it's almost like there's a faint remembrance. I know that it has not always been as difficult to live on Earth as it has been in this incarnation. If you have this longing to be in this beautiful, loving, cultured environment, you probably are Lemurian. If you have an affinity for dolphins.
Yes, the mermaids, the dolphins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the colors too, and the water and the colors, it's like, yes, that's home. And if you're drawn to this show because you listen to my voice every day and all of that, you know, a lot of the people that listen to it regularly, they know, and they're, you know, it's just because we're kind of all part of the same energy, and we're here to bring that back. So, but please continue. All of that is yes, 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 yes. I fully agree.
You're definitely Lemurian. I can tell sometimes by listening to people's voices.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Their voice, your voice is Lemurian. Your voice is healing. It's not the average voice of a human walking around, right? So, but how do you know if you're Lemurian? If you have an intense curiosity about it, what was Lemuria? Where was that? You want to find out more about it, that you're probably Lemurian. And if you just have a desire really to be in a much better, higher vibrating culture, it means that you have the drive to find that within your heart. If you're Lemurian, you have the remnants, the energy within your heart. You'll have the memory. You have the memories within your heart. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're usually pretty sensitive because to, you know, the harsh conditions on this planet and the ugly ways that people can be and all of that, because you're so filled with love that it's just, you know, anyway, I would say that. And one thing I wanted to mention, when we're talking about ascension, Donna, I want to highlight this. This is an ascension of consciousness. It's not that we're leaving the planet. We're going to remain in a new timeline on this planet. That's what ascension is. It's a new timeline of higher awareness, higher consciousness. Because a few people had written in about, you know, does that mean like our family members who are not ascending, like we're going to separate and they're going to die or we're going to die, or, you know, it's from my perspective, and I'd love for you to share yours, Donna. It's really just a timeline of consciousness that we have the option to select. And, you know, ascension is just kind of a more loving vibration and a more loving timeline where all of these new ways of being are available. And it doesn't involve fear and panic and all the other things that are still existing on another timeline. So what can you share about that?
Well, I would concur with that. However, I also believe that the lost continent of Lemuria is going to rise. Mm. So I feel like there's going to be earth changes. I feel like the people that are ascending are ultimately protected. Do I think everyone's ascending? I do not think everyone is ascending. I think some people will stay in the third dimension and some people will move to the fifth or higher. It depends on your karma and the purity of your heart, but there are people who actively do evil things upon this planet, and they will not be going to the new world.
It doesn't exist in a different timeline of vibration. So they're both going to exist.
Right.
Yeah. And then let's talk about the relationship, and you talked about the Atlanteans, and I've remembered times on Atlantis as well. It was a different energy that was more masculine consciousness. Lemuria was a feminine, but both of them kind of, there was a polarity of one or the other, and both of them, you know, sunk. So what can you say about that relationship or just other types of star seeds? Because a lot of our listeners, they know their star seeds. They're very familiar with that. But what more can you say about all of that?
Well, Lemuria was, as far as I know, the highest vibrating civilization ever upon this planet when it first started. It degraded slowly over time when women were seen as more important than men and the feminine principle was seen as more important. Basically, the thing that was really valued in Lemuria was creativity or creation. So giving birth was valued very highly, and that's why females became valued very highly. And then in Atlantis, it kind of turned on its head where the male principle became highly valued, especially through technology. Mm-hmm. But the Atlanteans still remembered, you know, how to work with crystals and how to utilize crystals. So they still had this high technology, like the Lemurians. I don't know how exactly how the technology differed, but they valued technology and they valued the male principle. They valued logic and being rational. And so the feminine took a back seat. So in both cultures, there was an imbalance. I mean, at the end of Lemuria is when the imbalance set in, not at the beginning. So that balance, that imbalance from Atlantis is still here today with the patriarchy in most parts of the world dominating, but it's flipping very quickly where women are coming back into their power and they've asserted their rights all over the world, but it's not about women taking on the reins of the male authoritarian systems. It's about valuing the traditional feminine qualities, and that's what we're moving into now. But yeah, I had lifetimes in Lemuria, I had lifetimes in Atlantis, and I've seen the lifetimes, a few of them. And but what I want to say is, yes, I've incarnated like you throughout the entire age, the entire spectrum of all these different cultures and civilizations. But there's actually some Lemurians that left Lemuria, and they have not incarnated in Atlantis or in, you know, let's say the Middle Ages or ancient Persia or whatever. And they're coming back now, so everyone has different routes that they've taken. But essentially, the purpose.
In Telos, too, a lot of them are. In Telos, beneath Mount Shasta, California. Adama and a lot of the Lemurians went there. And so, we've talked about that on the show with a few, with Lori Ladd and quite a few others. But it's, yeah, a lot of them did not, that's just where they have been residing in this space. So please continue.
Oh, yeah, no, I it was funny because, I was channeling and that group came in, and I normally do not bring them in, and but they came in with a message at the end of one of my channelings, the Telos group. But so the main purpose of Lemuria was to bring in a very, very high culture, high in vibration, and it was brought in specifically down in the Pacific Ocean, and it was very insulated for a long period of time. And the star seeds that existed in Lemuria at first, I'm sure they were going back and forth to their stars. They were communicating with kindred spirits. I mean, they were multidimensional and they were very, very advanced. But eventually those Lemurians were sent out, and if you listen to the tape, The Song of Lemuria, it gives more detailed information about this. But at first, and then the real work came down, because the work was to bring this vibration to the rest of the world. And so the Lemurians started remote viewing other civilizations across the Earth, and the Earth looked differently at that time geographically. And then after remote viewing and studying these different cultures, they would go on trips. They became ambassadors, and they would meet the people. And the Lemurians looked differently than most peoples upon the planet. And they would teach the people, live with the people, work with the people, ultimately interbreeding with the peoples of the Earth. And so many, many peoples of the Earth have a Lemurian bloodline. And from my understanding, because they have that back in their DNA, their ancestors have this, and they have this in their DNA, that is actually how they're going to get back to Lemuria. That's going to create the portal for them to go through, is that they have it in their genetic heritage, because their ancestors were breeding with Lemurians. And that's how the energy got sent across the planet, and that's how people are going to get back to Lemuria.
Yeah.
It will create an opening or a portal for people to ascend.
Lori is asking a good question, and a few people have asked something similar, who have felt like star seeds of some kind. Lori in particular said, if a person has been identified as Pleiadian, are they also considered Lemurian? Any light that you shed is appreciated. I know, Lori, the Pleiadian energy is the first that came through me in 1997 when I had my near-death experience. And so, as Donna mentioned earlier, the Pleiadians were a big energetic support or force in Lemuria, the Pleiadian energy. So I would say yes. What would you say to that, Donna?
Many, many, many Lemurians were Pleiadian, and they came through the Pleiadian portal, yes.
Yep.
But not all Pleiadians
have
had Lemurian experiences. And I'm wondering, were all Lemurians Pleiadian? And the answer is no. Mm-hmm. Not all were Pleiadian. There were some that came from other star systems and other realities, and they were highly evolved, but they were not Pleiadian. In fact, I read for one woman who I couldn't figure out where she came from because I'd never seen the energy before. But she had a very specific mission to do in Lemuria, and she came through, and she was working very, very intimately with stones and with two other people in her soul group. And her job was actually to bring in people. So if a Pleiadian wanted to come down to Lemuria, it was her job to use the stones to make it possible to make the connection. So she worked very, very intensely with Pleiadians, but she was not Pleiadian, and I have no idea where she was. So I could not figure it out because I'd never seen it before.
Interesting. Wow.
I'd say the bulk of them were Pleiadian.
Yeah.
And many angelics came down. Mm-hmm. But some of the angelics came through the Pleiades, you know, and Alcyon is our central sun. It's in the Pleiades. So, but it's quite interesting. But not all Lemurians are Pleiadian, and not all Pleiadians are Lemurian. But there is, you know, if you're going to have overlapping sets of people,
that's
a
common
lot of Pleiadian.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I'm looking out in my office, Donna, right now, and ever since this all started, I could really feel what's going on now starting to take place. I think it was back in about January. I think you said that, too. And that's when I started painting again. And I know that a lot of the energy that comes through is Lemurian, it's Pleiadian, but it's a lot of, I'm being encouraged and inviting so many people right now to really tap into their creative side. Because right now when we tap into our creativity, that's when we get into that zone where we can bring forth, in that neutral state when we're creating ideas and all of these things to propel us forward in this new earth or these new times that we're paving the way for right now. I mean, that's why it's so important that everyone listening with all this time that we have right now at home to really use it to the benefit of our species and the planet and bringing through as much creativity as possible. And that Lemurian energy is a big part of that. You can call that in or Pleiadian energy or whatever you attune to. I used to think, back then I was just Pleiadian, but I've come to realize since 1997, just because you've experienced lives on the Pleiades, there's Arcturus, there's all of these others that the Lyrans, that you realize how galactic all of us really are once you recognize, we are these eternal beings who have experienced a whole lot and a whole lot of spaces and places, right, Donna? So it's not just we're just Pleiadian. A lot of times people feel that way because perhaps they spent more lives or timelines there or more recently, so it's more active in their vibration. So I wanted to throw that in. But Donna, anything else you want to add about that, about star seeds in general?
That's very true. Thank you for saying that, Carrie. That's true, clarifying that. because I definitely considered myself Pleiadian for a long time, but then I realized I'm from the angelic realm. Mm-hmm. So I've had lifetimes both places, I would say, and then here. And so, yeah, I understand what you're saying. That's true. Yes, there is something I would like to say, and this is going to be a little controversial, but I'm going to say it anyhow because it's my
Bring
reality.
It on.
So I work a lot, excuse me, with the angels in the angelic realm. Excuse me. And so when I say Mother, the Divine Mother Goddess of Lemuria, is prime creator in feminine form, that's exactly who she is. Okay. And so another soul or another incarnation of that being would be Jesus the Christ. Another incarnation would be Krishna. Another one would be Akhenaten in ancient Egypt. People don't understand this, but those are all incarnations of mm-hmm. the Most High. And the Divine Mother Goddess of Lemuria is the feminine representation of that energy. So I always say all those deities in India, you know, Shiva and Krishna, that's Jesus, the soul. I'm talking about the same. It's the same soul who's incarnated in those bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, so the reason why we have had so many problems on planet Earth is because that old story in the Bible, according to my guides, is correct, that Lucifer left heaven, left his place, and there was a disagreement because he wanted to be God or goddess, and there was a separation of consciousness, and he came to Earth, or he came, but, you know, by the way, I've seen this energy as well. I've seen a lot of light and I've seen a lot of dark. So, anyhow, there was a separation of consciousness. So Lucifer was actually the firstborn son of the Divine Mother, the Mother. A mother gives birth. A mother or feminine principle would more likely be bringing in creation because females give birth. And my guides have told me that Lucifer was the firstborn of the Divine Mother. And then there was a separation because he left the heavenly realms and went to do his old thing, his own thing. There was a disagreement. What is making the ascension possible is that that being, Lucifer, has returned to heaven. On the ascension timeline, I'm not saying he's returned to heaven in every single timeline, okay? Mm-hmm. But I actually saw this for myself. Now, what people need to understand is that the Divine Mother Goddess or Jesus or Krishna, however you want to look at that energy, is love. And what they come down and talk about is love, 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 because that's the energy that they embody, that's the energy that they encase. When the Divine Mother had her firstborn son, who was Lucifer, Lucifer means light bringer, light bearer, bringer of the light. His form, he was the most beautiful angel because he was the apple of his mother's eye. And all that love and all of that energy was just, he was doted on. And he was beautiful. But he had a specific function, and the function was to bring the mother's love to all of creation. He was the soul that created the soul signatures for souls when they were birthed. He was the soul that brought the mother's love and energy literally to every other soul in reality. He is the light bringer. He's the light bearer. He is the bridge. And nobody else can take over that function. That is his function. That is why he was born. And this is why the battle's been going on for eons of time because, you know, obviously the Mother Goddess wanted her son back, but she also needed him because his function's necessary. So what happened is I was doing a reading for someone, and she was asking about the dark and ascension. And then all of a sudden, I saw in my space, my headspace, I saw this huge black snake being carried to heaven by many angels, and he was brought up. And he is back in heaven. On the ascension timeline that I'm on, Lucifer is not separate. He is not here. He is in heaven. And the snake, and then the next few days I was seeing him, what happened to him, he got reborn again into a baby, into an infant. And at first he was red, very, very red, because he was so cold. And that's another thing that people don't understand. Hell is not hot. The fires of hell are there because it is so cold. It's so reptilian. They're trying to warm themselves. But he got carried back to heaven by the angels. He was reborn again into a little tiny infant that was very red. He was suckling at his mother's breast, and he was being babied and nurtured. And then he turned, you know, he lost the red coloring, and he became warm. And he has been raised in the heavenly realm since October, since when I had this vision. And he's growing up, because that's the reality that I deal with. I don't deal so much with the galactic. I don't know what's going on with the galactic war and all here. And, you know, I see things from the celestial perspective. So he's being raised again in heaven. His memory's been wiped clean, because if he remembered all that he had done, there would be too much guilt and too much pain. So he's a young man now. The point is that he has grown very, very fast in heaven since October. He is a young man now, and he is ready to take on his duties. He's ready to take on the function, which is to bring light to all of creation. He is the bridge. And that's why the ascension is possible at this time, and why it was not possible before.
Well, that sounds like good news. I when you said controversial, that meant we may have lost some of our Christians who just joined us for the first time, and that's okay. I mean, some of these things can sound it's really stretching for some of our new listeners, probably. I respect and honor you bringing that through, though. It makes sense. I'm just laughing a little bit, because I know, you know, that can be a lot for someone to take in who grew up as a Christian and in hearing all of these things for a long time. A lot of our listeners are, not necessarily religious at this point. They're much more spiritual and open. But, anyway, hopefully all of you are expanding in consciousness and are able to take that information in with, an open heart and an open mind. So I just want to say
right.
that.
And done. I only talk about things that I know and I see.
From
so this
your,
is my
yes,
experience.
You've seen. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not attached to whether people believe it or not, but mm-hmm. for people that want more information from those celestial realms, I am just sharing what I experienced.
Yes. No, and I'm grateful for that. And, you know, I think moving forward in this new earth, we have to be quite fearless when it comes to being connected and trusting our guidance and bringing in new information that may be different from what we've had or heard before. So I'm all about, you know, sharing that. So thank you. I appreciate it. And it's amazing how quickly the time is going by. I want to take callers, and I would like, and then you're going to bring in some information from the Mother Goddess. So are you ready to take some callers? I know you mentioned you could do some mini readings. So what kind of, or do you want to just take questions, do readings? How are you feeling, Donna? How do we want to direct this?
Well, it's up to you, but I would prefer channeling the Mother Goddess first, because
okay.
it gets my vibration so high that it's easier for me to read after that.
Beautiful.
Because my vibration is higher. And I'm just saying how. And also, Lucifer is being looked after by Archangel Michael. But, you know, that's another reason why time has gotten so fast everything shifted in the heavenly realms, which is shifting things here. So, but yeah, I could definitely channel and take readings and or do readings.
Let's do it. Sorry. That sounds beautiful. I would love to hear what the Mother Goddess has to share. And, you know, a lot of people are writing in, Donna, and really saying thank you. And they can feel the love in this platform and in our circle here today. So thank you, Donna, for helping, you know, contributing to that. And to all of us here, because every single person that is here and listening, you're contributing your energy to this love circle. So thank you. And now we'll have some more of that love, right, Donna, with the Mother Goddess.
Yeah, sure. And I want to thank everybody for being here. That makes me really happy. Thank you. So did you have a topic that you want the Mother mm-hmm. Goddess to address, or do you have any specific information that you would like her to talk about, or just a general message?
I think if we address the current planetary challenges and how, you know, we can be of greatest service right now and just kind of address what's going on with everyone, since it's at the forefront of everyone's minds and hearts right now.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so, excuse me, my throat has been like a little clogged today, and I think it's I think it's the Mother Goddess coming through. Anyhow, so at this time, I would like to bring in my highest and best healing and channeling guides. I'd like to bring in the archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Gabriel. I call in 100,000 warrior protection angels around Carrie, myself, and anyone listening to this interview now or this tape later. I ask for protection. I ask if any negative entities, energies, or thought forms are released. Angels, please take it up to source, transmute it into light. I ask that the Mother Goddess of Ancient Lemuria oversee this channeling. Please make my words clear, accurate, loving, and truthful. And I ask the Divine Mother Goddess of Ancient Lemuria to come through me right now, take over my voice, and give a message to the audience. Amen. Okay, and she's asking everyone to take in one deep breath in and out. As this will bring a calming energy and make you more receptive to the words and the energies, and also bring in relaxation. And now she'll take over my voice. Yes, this is the Divine Mother Goddess of Ancient Lemuria, your Divine Mother from Source. Yes, I am here and I am thrilled and happy to be here with you all today. I want to let you know that I have always loved you, and I always will. You are my divine child, and I feel nothing but love for you, and I feel somewhat responsible for you, and I want you to have the most amazing experience, the most amazing life, and the most amazing energetic transformation that is possible in this reality. And this is what I have set to do since my incarnation in ancient Lemuria and all other subsequent incarnations upon this earth. My goal has been one thing and one thing only, and that is to bring you all back to Source, back to the highest reality, back to the highest vibration possible. And it is possible. So I would like to talk to you about what is happening here on your earth plane, which can seem very chaotic at times and confusing. And I understand that many of you do not know what to believe. Some of you are watching YouTube videos with pundits stating this, and some of you are watching the news with newscasters stating something else, and you do not know what to believe. First of all, let me say that if you are listening to this broadcast, you are ascending. This energy is upon your timeline. If you had no knowledge or no interfacing with the ascension energies, that would be a different story. But you are listening, you are aware, and you are ascending. So if you're confused about where you're going to end up, do not feel confused. Know that every soul will go to the place where it is appropriate or designated. In other words, the universal laws, yes, exist, and they are implemented and put into place so that all beings have as much opportunity as possible to ascend, but ultimately people will land or end where their vibration ends. So it will be a mixed bag, and that is okay. The thing to do at this time is to put all of your energy, all of your attention, all of your focus in the core of your being. That core of your being would be your heart chakra, moving down to the soul seed, which is the point between the sternum, that point that hangs out between the ribs, and into the solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus chakra, the soul seed, and the heart are your core. And this is the core that will keep you grounded and keep you stable at these times, because things are going to move very quickly around you, meaning that situations will change quickly, people will move directions quickly, even emotions can be up and down, because what is happening is that everything that is no longer of the light cannot be held in the bodies of those who are ascending. So any past life incarnations that you have that had deep grief or pain, or any present day incarnations that have negative energies or memories, they will be called up and they will be cleared as you ascend into the higher realms of consciousness. This is because those energies cannot sustain themselves there in the new earth, in the new age. There will be no room, no place, no time for lower level energies, entities, or thought forms. So if you're feeling emotional, know that you are clearing your past karma, and that's okay. Also, know that you may be taking on the fear of the collective. And if you feel yourself getting triggered by the fear of the collective, I ask you to blow that energy up and out to me. If you feel anxiety, if you feel fear, if you feel anger, I want you to take that energy and just use your breath and release it and give it up to me, and it will be transferred into light. Your job is to release everything and anything that is not of light and love. And if you utilize your crystals, this can take place much easier. I suggest that you get a piece of selenite, that you call in your highest and best guides. You may call in Jesus Christ. You may call in the Buddha. Call in those guides that you resonate with and have them come through the selenite. Place the selenite at your nightstand or in your bed, and at night the guides will come through and work on you to get down to make your releases happen much faster, easier, and with more grace. You can work with us at night. We can get a lot done in a short amount of time, and your process will be smoother and more graceful. So the main thing is to stay centered in your body, grounded, get yourself a piece of hematite or tourmaline and ground yourself to the earth, and just focus on releasing anything that does not serve you in the last days before the ascension happens. The ascension will happen in mass, meaning that in your consciousness, you will all become united in your consciousness. And then you will go from here to there, relatively very quickly. There are ships around the earth, and some of you are going to be called up to those ships, and you will be working and staying on those ships. And some of you will be going in your dream state. So you'll be falling asleep and you'll wake up on a spaceship. And this will happen closer to the end of this space where the different timelines are converged. So right now there are different timelines. It's like a soup. They're converging here, but eventually they will split. And they will split very easily, very quickly. And all will be in the right place at the right time. There is no reason for any fear. This is the opportunity, not just of a lifetime, but many lifetimes. I came down in ancient Lemuria so that this process could take place. I incarnated as Akhenaten in ancient Egypt and started the Christ consciousness grid so that this process could take place. And I incarnated as Jesus the Christ and died on the cross so that the difficult karma with my son could take place and the pathways could open so those from the darkest realms would have the opportunity to come back into the light. So I have been working for this ascension all of my incarnations. And because of that, it is very important to me. It is extremely important to me that as many people as possible ascend, and that even if people at the last minute would like to ascend, they can invoke me or talk to their guides, and we will do everything in our power to make this possible for them. Because the reality is, I love you all of my children I love, no matter what side of the fence they're on or no matter where they went or how they went, if they erred in their ways, I forgive them and I love them and I want them to come home. And this is what I need to relay to you. Also understand that the Lemurian way will be coming back. The culture will be coming back, which is full of love, opportunity, creativity, and fun. When's the last time you've had fun? So understand that the Venetians are coming in, souls from Venus, who bring in much light, and they bring in much cultural reformation, new food, new architecture, new art, new ideas. Know that your crystals are here, your rainbow kids are here, the indigos are here, and now the moonbeam children are coming in. There are many, many star seeds from different directions incarnating here on Earth now or in the near future. This will bring a resurgence of light, opportunity, energy, and technology that will bring so much wonder into the world. People will be like little children again, full of wonder. And so know that you are going to a happy place, a loving place, a place of opportunity and light. And know that you are listening to my words for a reason. Know that I am always here for you, that I love you. And if you need me or you need any assistance at all from any of us in the heavenly realms, please call on us anytime, day or night. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you, Donna. What a beautiful, loving, uplifting message for all of us. I love, she said, the rising of fun. I'm all about that. And these new lives full of wonder and joy and fun and love and new ideas, new art, yes, new ways to play and connect and all of that. What a beautiful message, Donna. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Okay. I would love to take some callers. We have so many hands up. So if you could just tell us your name and Donna, is it best for them to ask a question and then you can bring in an answer? Is that sort of the mini reading that you had in mind?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. Okay, first caller that I am going to go to is area code 765. 765, you're live with us.
Yes, hello.
Hi, what is your name?
My name is Jen.
Hi, Jen, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Do you have a question for Donna that she can help you out with?
So she was talking about kind of where we might have kind of originally incarnated from. So I know I'm Pleiadian, and that's kind of the energy I connect most with. I also know I'm Lemurian and have memories of my lives there. And I know that I have connections with Sirius and Lyran. Can you tell me, I guess, where my soul originated and anything about my path and purpose?
Okay. So at this time, I bring in the higher self of Jen. I'm getting that your soul originated in Alcyon, on the Alcyonic star in the Pleiades. And from there, you went to various stars in the Pleiades and incarnated on each of them. And from there, you went to other places within this reality. So your origin is on Alcyon in the Pleiades. Your soul's origin. And
okay.
Regarding
Thank
your, you wanted to know your work or your gifts, or is that you wanted to know
kind
your...
of a sense of my gifts. Yeah, I guess anything that would be useful for my path and purpose.
Okay, so if you would place
anything
your attention into
through.
Your, okay, put your attention into your heart and rest in that space. I'm getting that you're a writer, that you have quips, that you can bring snappy quips into reality, and that your writing is how you can touch people. You can connect two disparate parts with writing, even speaking, and bring in a new idea or a new way of looking at something by connecting two disparate parts. Or sentences, or words even, and that you have the gift of gab and the gift of language, the gift of writing, which has served you well in many incarnations. And then I ask the guides if there's anything else for Jen. I'm seeing a glass of water. I don't know why I'm seeing this, or it looks like okay, so I'm seeing a big container or glass of water. So what I'm getting is that it would be good for you to drink water infused with crystals, crystalline technology, and I'm asking what kind of crystals, and they're saying clear quartz. They're saying if you put your clear quartz into these crystals, specifically into the water, specifically your Lemurian seed crystals or Lemurian crystals, that when you drink the water, that will spark the remembrance of, more remembrance of the gifts that you carried in Lemuria, and that it will bring those gifts to the fore. So the crystalline transference of the energy into the water and then drink it down, and it will act and react with the crystalline codes in your body to pop these things in your reality.
That's awesome. Do I just put the because I have Lemurian seed crystals right next to me, actually. Do I just leave it in the water that I'm drinking?
Let me ask. So I asked the guys. They're saying yes, that you can just put a crystal in the morning for about 10 minutes, shake it up, and drink it down.
Awesome. I do want to share that I'm a writing professor. That's my day job, so I thought that was
You're a writing professor? Okay, that's cool. That gives me some affirmation.
You're on track,
but Jen, I wanted to say one thing, though, to you about the crystals. What was it? I just lost it. Put the crystals in the water in the morning. Oh, invoke your guides. So before you put the crystals in the water, you want to, and my guides are telling me that any of you can do this as well, but they specifically brought it up for you, Jen, so it will impact you. But take that Lemurian seed crystal and call in your highest and best, holiest, if you will, guides. They can be avocation guides, healing guides, writing guides, whatever you want to manifest. And invoke the guides into the crystal first before you put the crystal into the water, because the guides will come through the stone and they will help get points A to point B. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but they will help in the process. So invoke the guides on the crystal first.
Okay.
And awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jennifer. Thank you.
Wow. Blessings to you and your writing and everything that you're doing, Jen. I'm grateful that you're with us. And hopefully that was helpful. Okay.
May I say one thing about bringing in energy before we take the next caller?
Yes, of course.
Okay. If you have a piece of selenite, if you have a Lemurian quartz, if you have a nice crystal that you want to work with, here's the most effective way to get your guides into that crystal. You take the crystal, and you can talk to it. Thank you for working with me, whatever. And then you take the point of the crystal. Let's say you have a Lemurian seed crystal. You take the point of the Lemurian seed crystal, and you press it with your right hand against the opening of the left palm. So you open the palm chakra. And then you take the point and you press it into the right palm and you open that palm chakra. And then you hold the crystal between the palms of your hands with the open palm chakras. And then you invoke your guides. So I would say I invoke the Divine Mother Goddess of Ancient Lemuria. I ask her to come through into my heart from Source. She'll come down into your heart. You'll feel it. And then you ask for that energy from the Divine Mother Goddess to go from your heart through your shoulders and arms into the palms of your hands and into that crystal. And then, in a way, you charge the crystal with her energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the crystal and you do what you need to do. Put it in the water, put it on your body if it's selenite. You can put selenite on the body and release aches and pains or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But let the deities transfer their energy into the stone. It will help, especially if you're doing healing work. You can ask Archangel Raphael to come in. If you're trying to get an appointment set up or something, you can call in Archangel Sandalphon or Archangel Metatron. But when you use the guides with the stones, instead of one or the other, when you combine them, it's very powerful.
Thank you for that. That's really helpful, and everything that you shared with Jen is applicable to everybody. So I love that. And I'm going to intend that whoever is called on next, that whatever you bring through is going to be clearly helpful for everybody, because we have so many hands up, and clearly we can't get to everyone. But okay, so I'm going to go to our next caller. I'm selecting, let's see, I'm going to go to area code 54541. You are live.
Hi, is this me?
It's you.
Oh,
who is you?
I'm Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I'm hoping this will be applicable to people. I'm in a new relationship with someone that doesn't seem to have any knowledge of anything that we've been talking about, yet I feel called to him. I'm just wondering how this will play out, considering I'm assuming that I'm moving, and wondering if he would be too. I think that's my question.
So, you're moving to a new location?
No, I'm ascending.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Moving up in vibration.
The big picture, yeah.
I take things very literally.
Yeah.
And do you mind giving me this individual's name or even his initials?
Bruce. Bruce Varney.
Bruce. Okay. So, Ruth, and your name is Lori?
Bruce.
His name is Bruce.
Bruce. With the B.
Bruce.
My name.
Okay, I'm sorry. My hearing.
No, no.
Okay. Okay, so at this time I bring in Lori's and Bruce, higher selves, and I bring in. So what I'm getting is he has a lot of fear about these things. So you have mentioned ascension. You have mentioned metaphysical topics to him in the past. And he becomes frozen in fear. So it's not that he is not understanding or can't understand, because, but there's a fear there. They're saying that yes, you can communicate with him, and he can be in more of a dialogue with you, but that block has to be removed. It's like the fear needs to be removed, which is a karmic type of thing. So I'm asking the guides how that can happen. Okay, so either in this lifetime or another lifetime, he was in a family or a situation where any thinking outside the box was not just not liked, it was punished. And so when he thinks about something that's not conventional or outside the box, and he feels that he wants to explore that topic or go there, it's like I can almost feel like a smack on my hand. So I'm asking the guides the best way to remove that, or if he even wants to, his higher self wants to remove that block. His higher self wants information and to experience the ascension. So what is the best way to? So the best way to help him, if he's amenable to this, is to get a piece of selenite, place it over his heart, and do some energy healing on him, and consciously ask the block or the thing that's hampering the communication and the understanding to come forward, and then call in your highest and best guides to pull it out of him, which I'm getting would be the Arcturians, and have the Arcturians pull out the block through the selenite. And then he'll, in a sense, melt, relax, and become much more amenable to hearing about these things and even interacting in new ways with you. He needs a clearing.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Lori. I would imagine that there are many other people who are in relationships with either a partner or someone in their family or life that they're experiencing the same thing. So that is applicable to, I'm sure, a lot of people. So
okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So much.
And blessings to you and Bruce, Lori.
Thank you
right.
So much. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people, we get emails a lot, Donna, from people who, you know, they're in this, but their partner isn't, and you know, it can be a challenge. So, okay, lots of hands up, but what I would like to do, because there are so many people who've written in and so many hands up, I do want to highlight, you know, all of our speakers create special offers. So if you're resonating with what you're hearing today with Donna, she's created two special offers for our community. These are at a special price point, for this community. You can find Donna's at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace. You will see Donna's smiling, beautiful face. You have the most beautiful smile in this photo, Donna. And there are two offers here. Offer A is the Lemurian Cleanse, Activation, and Visioning. And Donna, I'll ask you to describe what's in that. And then Offer B is all of that plus a private session with Donna. Clearly, a lot of your questions can be addressed and acknowledged. as I mentioned at the top of the show, I was drawn to Donna, gosh, I guess it was about a year ago, Donna, and had a private session with you, and it was so wonderful. It was just what I needed. It also introduced me to the selenite, which was lovely. So, Donna, let's talk about Offer A, which is the Lemurian Cleanse, Activation, and Visioning Package. These are MP3s. Do you want to describe what they are, please?
Sure. So, first of all, the Lemurian Cleanse is a cleanse that I developed for Lemurians and other starseeds to help you release anything that would be standing in the way of your ascension. So you could consider it a spirit releasement. In the old days, it might even be considered an exorcism, because we bring in the angelics, the Arcturians, and the green-hearted healers, which are ETs that I just started working with last November, who are amazing. By the way, when that occurrence happened in heaven, it opened a portal, and so many new and different ETs are coming to this reality now from other universes, and they are amazing, and they are here to help us. So long story short is that we, during this cleanse, the Mother Goddess comes in with Archangel Michael and the Arcturians, and reptilians are released, demons are released, insectoids are released, elementals, ghosts, or discarnates, and you are thoroughly cleansed. And not just in this present-day incarnation, but in your past lives, your future lives, in parallel realities. I mean, this cleanse is going for it, you know, because it's important. It's important to be as clean as possible for the ascension.
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to make this a smooth ride. My guide told me the other day, they showed me a roller coaster, and they, you know how you're going up, 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 right?
Yes.
And then you get to the top of the hill. Well, we're going up right now. We haven't gotten to the top of the hill. We haven't gone down that hill, which is exhilarating and frightening and everything at the same time. But we're on this roller coaster ride, so you want to get as clear and as clean as possible. And this, you can do this tape over and over and over again. I would suggest at this point you do it once a week, because every time you go to Walmart, you're going to pick up entities or attachments from other people unless you're very, very careful. So the first tape cleanses you. The second tape is an activation. So the Lemurian Mother Goddess comes in, and she brings in the memories of your Lemurian lifetime. So she brings in diamond-like codes that come into your crown chakra and down into your heart to activate your Lemurian lifetime, your Lemurian memories, your Lemurian skills and vocations. So it's an activation of the Lemurian codes within your body. And these codes are crystalline in nature. So even in the ethers, they would look like little crystals. And they come into your body, and they just activate everything, because the crystalline codes act with the crystalline. We're going from carbon to crystalline, so they activate the crystals in your body, the minerals in your body. So it's basically pressing the button for you to go fast forward into Lemuria, really.
Yay.
And and you could do this over again.
Yeah, and I want to highlight, before you go to the third one, that you'll be initiated into your Lemurian soul group by the color of the ray that you carry. And you'll also connect to your Lemurian vocation, whatever that is, in a greater way. So a lot of you have written in about that. So this will help you activate that. And I also wanted to highlight in the cleanse, so you do the cleanse first. So if you have any addictions, compulsions, anger, insomnia, jealousy, envy, grief, low self-worth, this is going to help with that and kind of melt it away. And then you do the activation and, you know, turn on a lot of these things. And then it's day three, which is visioning. This is the third component. So describe what this one is, Donna, please.
The visioning, well, you're right. It should be done sequentially, 1, 2, 3, day 1, day 2, day 3, or week 1, week 2, week 3.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed that way. The visioning tape is about living your life in the day of Lemuria, what would that look like? It basically brings in the energy of Lemuria, the peace and the calm. It brings in the ocean, the waves, the beach, the mermaids, the
yes,
community
please.
Gathering. It basically goes about how would your life look? What would your life look like one day in the life of a Lemurian? And so it talks about how you spend your day, who you talk with, what you do. And it's basically bringing in the energy of that time period. The one thing about Lemuria is it was a big culture and it spanned a long time period. So there's, you know, pockets of times where people did different activities and they lived in different spaces, crystalline cities versus, you know, outback rural areas or islands. So it wasn't just one thing, but basically you're able to bring in the light and the love and the family life that you had in Lemuria, the joy, the happiness, and just the bonding. It recreates the bonding that you felt with others during that time.
Yeah, it says you'll be fully in your Lemurian love bubble. I love that. And this is so much of what I've been bringing through in my meditations, Donna, but right now this is exactly what we're intended to do during this time when, you know, we're home and we need to envision this. And I want to add that this is, it will really enhance their starseed communication, because when you start envisioning this, you'll actually allow that to happen, as well as the advanced crystalline technology. You're going to envision this, the sacred feminine principle in action. And as it states here, no more war, greed, pettiness, or misalignment of values. And that's what this is all about. This is so perfect for right now, Donna. This is what we need to envision and then embody and create. So I love this package, Donna. And then I want to mention that you have a 5-day bonus offer, which is the money manifesting yogic, technique. What is this?
So I'm laughing. People want to manifest, and most people actually that I've talked to want to manifest money. So I know of, an old Sanskrit technique, an old Indian yogic technique to manifest. And it's very powerful and it works. And, the reason it works is because you utilize your crown chakra, your third eye, a point a third of the way up the back of your skull, and your root chakra to manifest. So, yes, you can manifest with affirmations. You can manifest in various ways. But when you start utilizing the yogic points in your body to manifest, along with your strong will, it's very, very powerful. So whatever it is you want to manifest, this technique can knock it out for you. And the thing is it's very short. It's like 2 minutes. 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at noon, 2 minutes at night. And I can tell you, like, within a week or two, whatever you're trying to bring in is going to be brought into your reality in various ways. But you have to be open and you have to believe. You have to have faith. But it's a very powerful technique, and I use it. I've used it a lot.
I think so. That's why you were laughing. You're like, yeah, this works. This is powerful. And I also want to say, okay, the other 5-day bonus offer for this package is the Song of Lemuria, a channeled history, and this is almost an hour long. And it's where you describe and explain the origin and the purpose and the history of Lemuria. We've certainly covered a little bit of that today, but this will go further. I love that you call it the Song of Lemuria, because it is, it's a song, it's a melody, it's a way of being that is so beautiful, and that, as we said at the top of the show, that's what we're rising into, this state of love, and this will really help with that. And then, of course, offer B is all of that, plus a private session with you. Donna, I know you can bring in, you know, their guides, their higher self. You can bring in the angels. You can do a soul reading, a healing. You can help them identify their their soul star, their life mission, past life information, whatever, really. Like if they have questions about their relationships, like we had one of the callers, or their health or their career, or, you know, just whatever, their origin. A lot of people wrote in, Donna, about soul origin, because you helped somebody, that first caller, with that. So that's something that you can help people with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It often comes up just spontaneously when I give a reading. Someone's soul origin will come in, and some people specifically want to know where they came from. And I have worked with Andromedans, Sirians, Pleiadians, who else? I mean, obviously Lemurians and Atlanteans, which are not soul origins, but basically most of the groups from this galaxy, I can see that. Sometimes I can see that they're not from here, but I don't know exactly where they're from, if they come from very, very far away, or I've never experienced the energy before. Mm-hmm. I don't have a name for it, but right. I can describe the energy, and I can describe what it was like, where they came from. So, but also I want to say, if they get the tape for the money manifesting, you want to do that with selenite. You want to do that with your crystals, because believe me, the crystals will just extend, amplify, and make things happen faster. So
what a great use of our time right now, right?
I mean, yeah.
Well, to utilize our creative power, authentic power, it's a beautiful thing. And Donna, this has been a beautiful time together. The time has flown by. We could probably talk for hours more, but I really want to say thank you, and I appreciate you and all the loving messages that you shared today, and just the love that you bring forth. I appreciate you so much. And do you have any closing message that you'd like to leave our beautiful, amazing, loving audience with?
Just you're protected. The Mother Goddess of Lemuria and your guides are protecting you. Just stay in love, stay out of fear, and let yourself enjoy this beautiful ride. I mean, this is what we've all been waiting for thousands and thousands of years. So these are exciting times.
Exactly. We're rising into love, and our new lives are going to be full of wonder, as you brought forth so beautifully in the message, and fun. I don't want to forget that. That was a big component, you know, bringing in fun. And this is a time for us to really access our creative potential. So, Donna, my dear, thank you so much. And to everybody who's joined us, we had a full group today. So thank you very much for contributing your loving energy to this sacred circle today. We appreciate you so much. We hope that you received the insights and the messages that are most helpful for you right now. As we bring this show to a close today, just remember, please be kind and gentle and loving with one another. And in addition to thinking thoughts about thriving through all of this, which we are all doing, we're all on this ascension pathway together, you know, just take any precautions necessary that feels right in your heart, and do what you can to promote a sense of empowerment and relief in your home, in your surroundings, in your life, and in the world right now. Because as we turn our focus and attention to love and warmth and kindness and wellness, we all rise. And it's like Donna said, this is why we're here. We've been waiting for this time. So let's release any resistance or any fear or anything that compromises the light that we're here to share. So loving you all so much. Remember that you are brilliant and resilient, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you for going on this adventure with Donna and myself today. I'm sending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today, tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll be here, back here in this Playground of Light again tomorrow with Peter Tung, so I hope you'll join us. Bye, everybody.